Ekrem İmamoğlu of the opposition CHP party is back on the campaign trail. He's promising to win the Istanbul mayoral election again and correct the injustice of having his March victory denied. The rally is in the Esenyurt district, a traditional stronghold of the ruling AKP party. This woman, wearing a religious headscarf, dismisses President Erdogan's claim of voting irregularities and the need for a new vote.
We're having another election, and where's the money for it coming from? From our pockets. So everyone is wrong, and only Erdogan is right? Give me a break. The economy is getting worse and worse. That's what we should be focusing on.
İmamoğlu is now repeating his winning formula of focusing on the needs of the people, with promises of creches, provisions of food for the needy, and expanding services across the city. However, he says a rerunning of the Istanbul vote means the poll is now more than just about who is mayor.
Bir İstanbul seçim ama aynı zamanda bir demokrasi mücadelesi.
This is both a local election and a fight for democracy. That's why our campaign is growing bigger and hundreds of thousands of people are taking part. It's clear that what we're going through is above party politics. However, this is an opportunity to reconcile society and unite people.
Given a second chance, the AKP candidate, Binali Yildirim, is seeking to change the political narrative by taking his campaign to Turkey's main Kurdish city, Diyarbakır. Speaking in broken Kurdish, he addresses a crowd of supporters and then goes on to reach out for their votes.
I've come here to request your support. Diyarbakır has always been on our side. Inshallah, it will be on our side again this time.
The Kurdish vote is seen as a critical factor behind İmamoğlu's success in the March polls. Kurdish music is now widely being played at AKP campaign stalls across Istanbul. More significantly, in the last few weeks, Abdullah Öcalan, the imprisoned Kurdish leader of the outlawed PKK, is now being allowed to see his lawyers after a six-year hiatus, fueling speculation of a resumption in peace talks. But political analyst Soli Özel of Istanbul's Kadir Has University is skeptical that Kurds will change their allegiances.
I doubt that it will have much of an impact, because this is too little too late. The Kurds, I think they're politically savvy enough to know if they continue to vote the way they did, the HDP guys, they will have more of a bargaining power, and not just with the government, but also with the opposition, of which they are informally a part.
The pro-Kurdish HDP has dismissed Yildirim's efforts to secure Kurdish votes, and the party is not running a candidate in the Istanbul poll. That's a move that's seen as supporting İmamoğlu. İmamoğlu, too, has taken his campaign outside the city, touring the Black Sea region where he comes from. Tens of thousands came out in support, despite the area being a stronghold of Erdogan. Analyst Soli Özel says the president could be preparing for defeat.
We thought that President Erdogan was going to have 39 meetings in all 39 districts of Istanbul. He will not. He's nowhere to be seen. So this has now become Binali Yildirim's campaign. Okay? And it makes sense because that way, if there is another defeat at the end of the road, it will not be Erdogan's defeat, whereas the 31st of March was, by and large, Erdogan's defeat.
Most opinion polls put İmamoğlu ahead. The question on the minds of both parties is what Yildirim's AKP can do to gain the upper hand just days before the election. Dorian Jones, DW, Istanbul.